Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 23rd. Happy Saturday. I hope that you are able to get some time of rest today and relaxation, and that your football team wins. We are in James chapter 2. Today is our last day in reading in the subsection about social justice. And James reminds us in his passage how to treat the rich and the poor. He's all about practical Christian living and loving others as our own bodies. Pretty tough stuff. Today we're in James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. We'll read verses 14 through 20. And then verse 26 to sum it all up. Remember that this week, I guess today will be my final day, we are reading in the Easy English Version. The title says, Be Kind to All, Rich and Poor. My Christian friends, you must be kind to everyone. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ, who is great in heaven. So do not think that anyone is more valuable than any other person. When you are meeting together as believers, maybe two men will come in to join you. One of them is wearing beautiful clothes, and he has gold rings on his hands. The other man is poor, and he is wearing old clothes that are dirty. You are kind to the man who is wearing beautiful clothes. You say to him, "Please sit here in the good place." But you say to the poor man, go and stand over there. Or you might say to him, sit on the floor near my feet. If you do that, you are thinking bad thoughts. You have decided that one person among you is better than another person. You must not do that. My Christian friends, listen to me. God has chosen to bless people who are poor in this world. He has helped them to trust him. So really, they are rich. God will give them a place in his kingdom. He has promised to do that for all people who love him. But you have not been kind to people who are poor. You have caused them to feel ashamed. Who causes you to have troubles? It is the rich people. They are the people who want the judges to punish you. It is the rich people who say bad things against the good name of Jesus Christ. And you are called Christians because you belong to him. But the message of God's kingdom is this: love other people as much as you love yourself. This is what the Bible says. If you really do that, you will do well. But if you are kind to some people and not kind to others, then you are doing a bad thing. God's law shows that you are wrong. I'm going to move down to verse 14, where the title is, Christians Show Their Faith by What They Do. My Christian friends, you say that you believe in God, then you must show this in the things that you do. If not, your faith will not help you. It will not save you. For example, maybe a believer does not have enough clothes to wear or enough food to eat. Then one of you might say to them, go with God's peace. I pray that you will be warm. I pray that you will eat well. But if you do not give them what they need, that does not help them at all. How we believe in God is also like that. If our faith does not lead us to do good things, then it is not worth anything. It is dead. Someone might say, some people have faith to believe in God. Other people do good things to help people. Then I would say, you cannot show me that you believe in God if you do not do good things. I do good things, and that shows that I really believe in God. You believe that there is only one God. That is good. But even the demons believe that, and it makes them very afraid. You fool! If someone's faith does not lead them to do good things, it is not worth anything. You should know that. And then skipping down to verse 26. If our bodies have no spirit, they are dead. In the same way, if our faith does not lead us to do good things, it is dead. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. We've had some very tough passages recently when it comes to self-reflection. Verse 8 helps us again to clarify what it is to follow Jesus in His ways. This is the message of God's kingdom. Love other people as much as you love yourself. That is what the Bible says. If you really do that, you do well. As I reflect on the mandate for us to love, I can only think to Jesus, the one who perfectly did what He asked us to emulate. He loved us probably even more than His own body because He went to the cross on our behalf. He paid the debt that we owed that we could not pay. And He loved us perfectly, entrusting Himself to the will of the Father. And so today, it's not just, hey, go do good things and love other people and you're so bad. No, as our pastor directs us, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the worthy one, the one whom we praise because He has made a way for us and He has shown us what the true love of God is all about. Today we're going to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're going to pray some of these things, that the Lord would show them His love, remind them of His faithfulness, and carry them throughout the day. Will you pray with me? Father, we are challenged by James' words that faith without works is dead. And yet, we also want to balance the idea in our brain that we are check-the-box kind of people, and we want to say, oh, I did a good thing, and so I'm worthy. Lord, we know that none of us is worthy of salvation, that we cannot fully keep the law, therefore we cannot keep the law at all. And so we lift our hearts to You in praise for the one who fully fulfilled the law, the one who loved us unconditionally, who, while we were the poor man, came to make us rich. As we think about our fellowship today and our families, Lord, bring to mind those in our midst who need a special touch from You, and help us, Lord, to be conduits of Your love and encouragement to them today. And so we pray for the families, Quick, Quintanilla, Raider, Rains, Randleman, Ratliff, Ratnagaron, Ray, Rayburn, Rector, Redden, Reich, Rice, Rich, Riggs, Richie, Ritter, Rivers, Roberts, Robinson, Rocco, Rodzenak, Rogers, Rollo, Roper, Rushing, and Ryan. And we pray over these families, Ephesians 3:16. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great you will never fully understand it. And may you be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Through our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.